Friday, February 18th, 2011, Oroville Radio News. First, a look at the weather report for this area. Temperature range today, 22 to 28 degrees Celsius, under clear skies with wind southerly 12 to 18 kilometers per hour, humidity range 70 to 90%. The following is a short passage from an interview with Johnny that centers around housing. Permanent housing, movable housing, temporary housing. It sounds a viable solution to the ubiquitous shortage of housing.
It's a, you know, it's a self-supporting, movable, mosquito-proof, dust-proof, possibly solar-powered, single or double-person living unit. But I think that, you know, I think if we could defuse the thing of permanence, then people are less freaked out by the possibility of somebody, you know, maybe leaving their place and for a short period, and then, you know, and you know, all the time they're ideal. You know, they're not necessarily the answer to Oroville's housing problem, but they're ideal for students who are on the increase. Like Paul says, he needs, he's got capsules in the botanical gardens, you know, and he needs something. And even the, you know, the when you're renewing a capsule's costing you $20,000 or something now to build. You're re-kitting it and re-repairing it every sort of 3 or 4 years. It's costing another $10,000. So they're just becoming, and he's saying, well, why not put something that's a bigger investment in the beginning that also gives them a little kitchen, which makes them a bit more independent. And it's a, you know, and they're students who've got a laptop, and they're, you know, they want to, and they've sort of, and it doesn't, you know, where do you put your laptop in a capsule sort of thing? It's okay for a comic book, but it's, And so he was saying, if I was a matter of fact, he'd take four, you know, and sort of thing. So I could see that if this was a viable unit, and you could, people, you know, if we had a production unit, you could definitely have no, you could even export them, you know, export a demountable house.
And what kind of costs are we looking at here, ballpark, for one?
Per cap, per a pod. Well, I don't know. So that's, I was trying to keep it down to a lakh per person. I think if you can keep it to a lakh, then you know, because it breaks that whole syndrome of not really knowing what you're going to get and what it's going to cost, and like you found, with the price doubles halfway through the process, and you've got to race off and try and find some money somewhere. But it's an attempt to defuse that whole you know, thing we're really stuck in, which is Neo-Egyptian, really. It's an ancient procedure. You see, it seems to me that we could pretty easily come up with what we would consider to be the optimal, you know, the variations, but the optimal house for these conditions, you know, and we don't even yet seriously think in terms of natural cooling. We think in terms of how many fans you're going to need, you know, and how many, you know, we're still very much building in a traditional European way in a tropical country. And if you look at the way tropical country, like, you know, you go into North Africa or somewhere, you know, you'll see that the concern that's gone into, like, for instance, in a tropical country, you'd have all your walls would be shaded all the time, you know, so that you never have the sun doesn't hit your walls and the rain doesn't hit your walls. And then, in fact, you can just have mud, you know, like this red mud that we have here. If it's kept dry, and it is, which is the essential thing in monsoon, mostly dry, and you don't get very much wind-blown rain, and you have large eaves that protect it from wind and rain.
Like meter and a half, perhaps?
Yeah, yeah.
What about infrastructure?
Well, you've got infrastructure. Yeah, it would have a sink. And a small gas stove and a food safe and maybe a solar panel and a battery it'd have enough to do that. But you've got, you know, I think of them in terms of community. So you you don't have a bathroom or a shower room or anything generally in a thing like that, because you have common facilities. Even in most communities you have a common kitchen. Plus, you have a personal kitchen normally, you know, and then you have a common, I mean, it depends, but you have a common bathroom and water facility, and you mean Wi-Fi and
no, I mean thinking about moving one into somebody's garden in a large existing community, even though they might not mind having it there, how would one have access to water, you know, for the little sink?
Well, you'd run water to it.
From the other person's supply.
Yeah.
I think therein lies the problem, sharing their infrastructure.
Well, I'd imagine it'd be a really minimal demand in a small house like that. You'd think that it would be, and they would interact much more with the center kitchen than in their own thing. And it's not as if they need water for a garden or anything as well. You know? I mean, that's where a lot of your water goes. If it's a question of a small demountable house that you can put there and say eventually, look, if it doesn't work out, you can move it, you know. Like the thing of permanence becomes an issue, you know. And I know the same thing from a community, you know. If you've got like somebody there, you would like to say to them, look, let's try a 3 months trial period, you know, sort of thing, and see how that works out. And if it doesn't work out, then you're free to move your house somewhere else, sort of thing. And so it's a good way. So and as a first stepping stone to something bigger, it's definitely a totally minimal house.
Rock Your Soul, a pop rock blues concert tomorrow, Saturday the 19th at 8 p.m. Visitor Center, with vocals by Anna Divin on keyboard, Pierre Edo on guitar, Mishko on bass, with Suresh on percussion, and Didier as sound wizard. Funds collected will support the Kalabumi Music Studio. Come, listen, and dance. All are invited to the foundation stone laying ceremony for the Oroville Institute of Integral Health for its permanent home on the Crown Road opposite Surrender on Monday, Mother's Birthday, February 21st at 9 a.m. Kailash has served as a temporary clinic since July 2008. But now 50% of the funds required for construction of Phase 1 have been raised. The program will start with a short meditation, followed by a puja and the laying of the stone. This from the mother. You do the wrong thing 10 times for every time that you do the right thing, but when you do the wrong thing, you must not give up everything in despair. You must not be in a hurry. You must not be impatient. You must be very persevering and tell yourself that the grace will never abandon you and that next time it will be better. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlon. Contact OrovilleRadio.org if you have any questions or comments. Thanks for listening.